When there's a climate disaster, LGBTQ plus people are often more vulnerable because of intersecting factors like poverty and discrimination. New research shows efforts to prepare and recover from disasters often exclude queer people. KQED climate reporter Ezra David Romero explains.
Paloma Reyes and I meet outside her apartment next to a commuter rail line in Santa Rosa.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien. También.
She's arriving home from her job as a farm worker in Napa. On this day, she and others in these fields were readying grapevines by tying skinny branches to strings above the vine so they can grow in spring. Reyes is a trans woman, originally from the Michoacán state of Mexico. She makes a point of connecting new trans farm workers to the broader community. When something happens, she knows trans people need to be there for each other. In 2017, when the Tubbs fire ignited, the smoke was thick and fieldwork stopped.
2017 fue el año que marcó, pienso que para el incendio que marcó para todas nosotras las chicas trans.
She says 2017 stands out to her. It was the first time she and her community of female trans farm workers responded to a fire.
Pues nos estuvimos apoyando.
She says, we were helping each other throughout the fires. That support was what held all of us trans girls together. But now, with the pandemic, this is no longer possible.
Pero ahora con lo de la pandemia que estamos pasando y viviendo ahorita, no es posible.
When people are planning for social vulnerability, they totally discount the LGBT community because it's characterized as being white and wealthy.
Michael Mendez is an environmental policy and planning professor at UC Irvine. He's one of a group of queer professors who studied how existing disaster response programs can harm queer people. For example,
a lesbian couple posed as sisters where they can stay in the same family unit in an emergency shelter. Several cases showing that transgender people were arrested during some of the hurricanes for using a shower that did not match their biological birth.
But when communities are involved in reducing their own risk, Mendez says there's significantly less loss from a disaster. He says emergency managers need to start collaborating with LGBTQ plus people so the plans reflect the unique structures of queer families.
Some LGBT individuals are still shunned from their family members. They have a chosen family. They consider the part of their immediate family and that should be acknowledged.
The study also points out how much aid is religion-based and that many queer people don't feel comfortable getting assistance from people who don't believe they exist.
It's actually really helpful for me to be visibly identifiable as a queer person.
The Reverend Lindsay Bell Kerr is a pastor at Christ Church United Methodist in Santa Rosa.
Because I don't look like the kind of person that's going to make them repent before they get a sandwich.
Bell Kerr is actively working to undermine stereotypes about queer people. In their work, nobody needs to believe in any higher power to get the aid.
Santa Rosa is a place where I will still run into folks asking me what LGBTQAI plus mean. It's an opportunity to move the needle on acceptance.
Back on the west side of Santa Rosa, Paloma Reyes says mentally she isn't ready for another fire. She says, I don't always think of the future.
Oro a Dios todos los días que acabe esta pandemia.
And she prays to God every day for the end of the pandemic so their lives can get back to normal.
Para que podamos volver a nuestras vidas normalmente.
Reyes's life is one example of how queer people create space for each other. Disaster planners now have a roadmap to include them. I'm Ezra David Romero, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.